Hi, thanks. So yes, I've got three rules, which I've narrowed it down to when you're trying to make things at speed. First of all, stop caring, which I'll explain in a bit. Stop having any ambition at all, and also stop making claims, which I'll also go on to explain when the slide changes. So first of all, stop caring about the past. People are always getting hung up on things that they did years ago and they won't let them go and they keep going on about them. It gets really boring. Stop caring about your future aims. Stop sort of putting everything onto something that might never happen. And it'll never be perfect. Stop romanticising it. This is Greyfriars Bobby. He's a dog. Don't be like Greyfriars Bobby in many ways, but also don't be like him because his owner died and then he spent the rest of his dog life just like lying on the grave waiting for him to wake up. That's you and your project. It'll never happen. Move on. If you love it, let it go, right? If you have a really good idea, share it, as the previous guy was saying. Just be generous. Collect ideas so you never have to worry. Just let them all go. Don't be left hanging on like this. The past is over. So all the time people are saying stuff like, oh, I had the idea for Twitter 5 years ago, or I once wrote a book and now I'm going to keep telling you about it all the time. Or like, I was one of the first bloggers, which is my absolute favorite. Like, that implies something about what you can do for me today. I was one of the first bloggers, maybe useful if I'm looking for advice on the best textured background or nice hit counter or maybe a guest book for my blog. So this is how I see the motivation time axis thing working. You start off with a very good idea, and as time goes on, it gradually eats away at all your hope and motivation, and you realize actually it's never ever gonna happen. You get very down. So the way to solve this problem is to keep the time axis nice and short. And keep yourself being inspired. Meet new people, find people who you think can give you really good ideas to keep that motivation up. Don't let the time ever get longer than like a day. So speed makers who might inspire you. Dominic Wilcox was a designer and an artist. He did this thing for 30 days on £10 a day. Every day for a month he made a different thing every single day. He lost a lot of weight. They became more and more food related. This is Zay Frank, you'll know from the show, which he's done every weekday for a year. He became very famous just through repeating the same thing, so that's very useful. And now he's hugely famous. He's talking at TED, which is incredible. Jonathan Coulton, you'll probably know, internet folk singer hero, released a different song every week for a whole year again. And incredibly famous, did the song for Portal, which is one of the most famous games of recent years. Second point, stop having ambition, right? A bit like the squirrel picture earlier, it's a bit embarrassing. Ambition means you're not happy yet. It means that you're looking at some kind of future goal which you feel like you can't quite get to. It also means you're looking at everyone else. Don't have wishes. Don't ever, like, you're not on the X Factor. You don't need to have a dream. You don't need to feel like... You need to feel like everything hinges on one massive goal. Just let it all go. Only care about what you can do today. So forget the and then. Forget this, like, what's going to happen to my thing next? Will it go viral? What will the rest of the world do with it? Only think about what you can do with it now. That's all that matters. Stop making claims. So this is my third and final tip. Stop making claims to yourself about what you think is going to happen, what you think you can do. CVs are really bad. About me pages on blogs, they're all full of this supplementary information about what you think you're like. Let others make up their minds. So don't make statements of intent. Just make things, make objects. All supplementary writing is a distance. So any theory that you write about something that you've made is just rubbish. And something exists is always better than something that doesn't, except unicorns. All comedy is fast. This is a page from a book I wrote a few years ago, so obviously I don't care about it anymore and I hate it. But what I said was use a child's card-making kit to design someone a sympathy card, because I thought that was like quite a nice improv-y, and this was the result of that. I think that all comedy is improvised, and you can be inspired by comedy writers in this way, that you just write loads and loads of stuff and then later edit it down. So the barriers, finally, to fast making, worrying about what will happen in the future, what might, thinking you'll never have a good idea ever again, so you cling to them, thinking it has to be successful. It doesn't, it can be rubbish, that's fine. Describing instead of doing, stop describing stuff. My solutions, play pointlessly, make time to play and mess about. Detach yourself from all your ambition, it's the enemy. Make partial things, that's the best way, it can't be whole. It doesn't matter if it's not complete. Make regularly and make fast, because if you, the faster you make things, the more things you can make. And that's the end. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Leah. That's fantastic to meet you.